With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump and Vice President Vance made appearances at the 52nd Annual March for Life in Washington. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Appearing by video and a recorded message from the Oval Office, President Trump told tens of thousands of pro-life marchers that his defense of the unborn in his first term will continue for the next 4 years.
In my second term, we will again stand proudly for families and for life.
Vice President Vance, making his first public appearance since taking office, addressed the marchers in person.
It is a joy and a blessing to fight for the unborn, to work for the unborn, and to march for life.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate is expected to confirm Pete Hegseth this evening as defense secretary. Bob Agnew reports.
If Hegseth is confirmed as expected today, it won't be by much. He narrowly survived a final procedural vote on Thursday despite the GOP's 53-47 majority. The 51-49 cloture vote came as two Republicans, Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, sided with Democrats. Hegseth retired from the Army with a rank of major after deployments in both Iraq and Afghanistan. Bob Agnew.
The state of California approved $2.5 billion in aid to communities devastated by this month's wildfires. At a signing ceremony in Pasadena Thursday, California Governor Gavin Newsom says people are in need.
People feel helpless, but not everybody feels hopeless. And I think this is about distilling a sense of hopefulness.
That audio courtesy KABC 7 Los Angeles. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 140 points, the NASDAQ dropped 99. This is SRN News. No more gay pride flags at U.S. embassies.
New Secretary of State Marco Rubio has forbidden staff at any American outpost in a foreign country from flying the LGBT pride banner or any other flag other than the stars and stripes. In a statement, Rubio says, quote, "The flag of the United States of America unites all Americans under the universal principles of justice, liberty, and democracy. These values, which are the bedrock of our great country, are shared by all American citizens, past and present." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Australian detectives are investigating whether foreign actors are paying criminals to commit anti-Semitic attacks in the country. Lawmen are grappling with an increase in anti-Jewish crime in Australia since the Hamas attack on Israel in October of 2023. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has declined to speculate about who might be funding anti-Semitic incidents in Australia. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks edged back from their all-time high as they closed out a second straight winning week. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% on a day after setting a record. The Dow dropped 0.3%. The NASDAQ composite fell 0.5%. Worries about profitability at Texas Instruments hurt stocks across the semiconductor industry. But trading was largely quiet through the day, aided by steadiness in the bond market, which has driving much of the action on Wall Street lately. Treasury yields eased a bit following some worse-than-expected reports on the economy. The Dow was down 140 points to finish at 44,424. The NASDAQ lost 99 to 19,954. The S&P 500 dropped 17 points to 6,101. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.